It's funny, I already like Niles. I've barely talked to him, but he's just a likable guy. I get the feeling you will too. Niles is from Pine Richland High School. And he's been anticipating this performance for some time now, and I'm glad he's here to play. We're going to hear a classical piece from Niles to start, and then afterwards we'll chat a little bit, and you might be surprised at his range of musical talent. But first, let's just get started. It's our pleasure to welcome Niles Brandon.
Thank you.
My goodness, that was really fun to listen to, Niles. Thanks for being with us. What was the name of the piece?
That was Scherzo number 2 in B flat minor by Chopin, one of my favorites by far.
Yeah, I could tell you were enjoying playing that. Niles Brandon is who you just heard presented by SLB in collaboration with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Yep. Now, my wife, who's sitting over there, will occasionally send me a note, and she just sent me a note saying he is pounding the keys, Larry, like you pound a keyboard when you're typing. And she said, I hope Brandon doesn't go through as many pianos as you go through keyboards. You play, and you're not abusing the instrument at all, but you really play expressively.
Thank you.
You're probably told that.
I love what I play, and I really get into my music.
Yeah.
I'm told by my teacher to not pound as much sometimes, so I do so I do have to work on that, but I love being expressive.
No, it's the dynamic range of what you just played was terrific. When did you start playing?
I started music lessons when I was 3. I really started on rhythm then. I was at a music school in Wexford, and after 2 years of rhythm lessons, I started piano lessons. And at 5 years old, I mean, I've been taking lessons ever since, every week of my life. I actually started violin for a few years after that, but I realized, you know, my true love was piano. So I kind of stuck to that and, you know, devoted my hours of practice to my piano, and I do to this day.
Now, you're about to graduate. I would imagine, given what you just said, are you thinking music?
Definitely. Yeah. Only school I applied to is Berklee College of Music, and I got into that school on Christmas Eve and a scholarship on Christmas Day.
So good for you.
It was a very happy Christmas for me. Same school my dad went to, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, only school he applied to also.
Oh, good for you. What does your dad play?
He's piano, too. He's a jazz, classical, gospel, everything. He's quite an amazing guy, so I hope to take after him.
And is he local?
He's actually in Jersey, in New York area, okay. Back and forth, so he does all kinds of stuff.
Well, good for you. That's that's great. And
thank you.
I think you'll like Boston. It's a
great area. Oh, my gosh. I fell in love with it the first time I went there. I don't know if I'm ever going to come back. I love it.
Well, I hope you do.
I do. I will.
But we should talk about the Pittsburgh Concert Society and that experience. Your audition there had to be... were you nervous?
I was completely nervous. I knew it was a big competition, and I knew the judge was pretty prestigious, the adjudicator. So I spent many hours getting ready, and my teacher, she scheduled at least 3 lessons a week for me. I mean, 8 in the morning on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I was down at Carnegie Mellon taking lessons.
Oh, my goodness. Who's your teacher?
Minico Avery, Mrs. Avery. She's the CMU Preparatory Music School, and she's a great teacher. But we have a lot of lessons sometimes, and it's a lot of work, but it pays off.
How were you notified that you won?
I think it was that evening. It was that evening they called me and said, congratulations, you're a winner. And I didn't realize there was a cash scholarship until a few weeks later. I saw it in the CMU email. I was like, oh, I want a scholarship too, because they didn't tell me. But it was a nice surprise, a very nice surprise.
That's
a way to start off the new year.
That's great. We want to have you play another piece, but before doing that, is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge who might be listening?
Well, I'm sure my teacher's probably listening, so I definitely want to thank her for everything. I've been with her for 6 years. She's an amazing teacher and got me far places. I want to thank her and, of course, my grandparents who drive me to lessons every week, sometimes 2 times a week for the past few years, my mother and my father who have always been an inspiration for me. So definitely want to thank them, my family, and some teachers at Pine Richland who have definitely given me wonderful opportunities.
Do you have other interests beyond piano? Of course you do. What are they is what
well,
I really meant.
When I go to Berklee, I plan double major in jazz composition, also music technology. I mean, I have a studio at my house. I produce all kinds of music. I work with hip-hop beats sometimes. I record, you know, vocalists, anything really. So I love music technology and languages too. I mean, I'm into a wide range of things, so hope to keep all of it up.
That's great. Can you speak other languages?
My best is Spanish, but I have a lot more work to do.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Now, we have time for you to play another piece. I'd love, it's your call as to what you would like to play. Mm-hmm. You were mentioning your love of jazz composition.
Oh, yeah.
And if you'd like to play another genre, that would be terrific.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of my grandfather's favorite pieces. It's called Autumn Leaves.
Oh, beautiful song.
And, you know, why not? I'd love to play it for you. So
great.
Let's give it a try.
this will be our last chance to chat. I really want to thank you for coming down. Mm-hmm. It's just a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Autumn Leaves. Can I say what you just did?
Because yes.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, of course.
Brandon just quickly put an iPad up with the music to Autumn Leaves in front of him, or at least the what a great
the
thing to be able to do.
Take it with me wherever I go.
Yeah, it looks like I was going to say it's just the chart.
Just some chords. It's a lead sheet.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to work off a few chords and notes. See what we get.
Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Wonderful opportunities. I appreciate all of it. Thank you.
Brandon, thank you.
Thank you.
What a talented person. And I hope, will you come back after
Berkeley?
Oh, I
will.
And maybe we'll have you do some blues.
Oh, I'd love to. I can play a quick blues for you if you'd like.
Yeah, real quick.
Why not? All right, here we go.
You for our house band.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'll be back for sure.
I would love to have you back. That's Niles Brandon during our Youth Expression Showcase here at the Saturday Light Brigade.